Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Tuesday, September 30th. Man, the end of the month is almost here. Year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:06 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great family of companies. These are men we lost, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like William Grambo, Covington Township, Thomas Beansy Culkin, South Scranton, James Paley, Wilkes-Barre, Lieutenant Colonel Francis Yakiel, Whitehaven, and Carson Ryman, Bloomsburg. The United States of America, the country founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our amazing, incredible, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, not any of these things. They knew it. They knew what power in human hands can do. The government is nothing more than the necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It could not be parceled out to groups. It could not be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And yes, we intend that double entendre. So, with the essential preamble dealt with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Promising, because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning. That's what we do. And that's what you do. And we do it together. Well, Pete Hegseth, it's really beyond amusing. I'm listening to the morning show critiquing his address to the military. That one of the, at least in my lifetime, sort of a first of its kind get together of top military brass with the top civilians in charge of them, all in one place, not by Zoom, not by phone, but in person. And they're meeting at Quantico. That's where the Marines are. And I find it fascinating. I wait, unlike others, the left-wingers, I wait to see what the results of an action are, particularly when it's unprecedented. Let us see. I think, generally speaking, it's a great idea. We had a military that was run down dramatically, especially in the last 4 years, but over the last several decades, with woke insanity, with reduction in standards, with awful recruiting because of woke insanity and reduction in standards. There was nothing special about being in our military. And as we salute veterans each day on this program, it reminds you of how ordinary people became extraordinary under the right leadership, under the right direction, under the right firm hand. This is not patty cake. This is people killing each other. Pete Hegseth and by extension Donald Trump are in charge of preparing these young men and women to kill other people and avoid being killed. You know what was it Patton said? He said, he says, I don't want you laying your life down for the country. I want someone else laying down their lives for their country. I want you alive. But I'm sort of saying what I don't know. And you know this. Anything that the Trump administration does, the left, like the morning show, they don't understand it, number one. Then, and by the way, they don't understand the military. And I don't pretend to have any great understanding of it because it's unique. I did not serve. But I know from people that I've associated with my whole life, and from what I've read and what I've studied, that it's a harsh environment, it's a crucible that creates warriors, and they're trying to bring that back in a very short period of time under the worst siege upon the military in the history of the military by the sickening, disgusting left-wing lunatics and the Biden administration. So, oh, one of the trolls, I guess. There's nothing special about being in the military. Who said that? I'm telling you, this is the funny part. The people who want to disagree, who want to criticize, they don't listen. They can't. They're actually incapable of it. I've observed it. And I live it, unfortunately. So we're going to honor our veterans today, and I will tell you this, that this extraordinary meeting, I believe, is going to bring out a lot of good, and the warrior ethos, which is what Pete Hegseth calls it, is going to restore the military. You just look at the recruitment records that they're achieving. People want to be part of a winning team, not a losing team. Not a team that seeks to reduce everyone in its ranks to the lowest common denominator. That is anti-merit. Nobody wants to be part of that organization that you want to be part of the military. We want winners. We want people who refuse to lose. We need people who refuse to lose. Because my reading of military history, and a lot of you out there could correct me if I'm wrong, it's about the people from Hegseth's level, colonel on down, trying to overcome the mistakes of the distant brass and having to deal with the mistakes of the distant brass, their bosses. So much happening with this administration, all of it good. All of it good. In any event, let us take our break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Another great day in America. They just keep being great. There's challenges. This is not a straight line up. There are challenges to be faced, and there are people who are resistant to common sense, who are fighting rationality, who want ridiculousness. Look at the people in Oregon. They cannot protect their own citizens. They cannot protect a federal facility, but they don't want the military in there to do so. Yeah. There's people that are mentally ill that we're dealing with that are in positions of power. Crazy. Somebody said, yeah, this is the typical. Somebody, one of our great listeners, when Biden was in office, everything was out of control. From the grocery prices to utilities to clothing, everything. Nothing was said about in the news or the papers. Now, every commercial is about how Trump's tariffs are driving prices up on everything. Sad and LTS. And they're lying. Somebody's a retired guy here, LTS. Patton said, you don't win a war by dying for your country. You win a war by making the other dumb bastard die for his country. Thank you for the exact quote. I had it on the tip of my tongue and didn't get it delivered, so thank you. And that's what they're telling them now. What do you think, Patton was a nice guy? These people are clueless, our political opponents. They are clueless. Some of them are actually our enemies. Please remember that. The enemy is within. And then there's dumb people following them. Crazy. You wouldn't think so. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, we're going to come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jimmie Rodgers. Murph says this date, 1957, he had the number one hit with Honeycomb. By the way, Chauncey in the house. The Bull Mastiff is in the studio today. I've been providing very little distraction, I might add. But when I have to run out of the studio, he obviously gets anxious because he's, you know, in a dog's mind, he's never coming back. He's never coming back. But then I do, and then everything's good. Somebody says, Bob, LTS, yes, I think getting our military together is a good idea. We need to be on the same page to save our country. We need the strength and camaraderie of facing our enemies together as one. I'm 100% behind Trump and his agenda because we have no other acceptable choice. God bless America forever. Amen. Thank you. Now, I don't have any idea what they mean. Somebody texts in, do you pay attention to what's happening in this country? I pay probably as close attention as anybody. And we've got a bunch of whining left-wing lunatics screaming and clucking because they were tearing the country down and trying to turn it into something that they insist it be where they're in charge. And the Trump administration is reversing all that, and they're screaming like stuck pigs. They're disgusting people. Chuck Schumer, disgusting. I can name any Democrat political leader. It's the bar in Star Wars, the Democrat leadership. They're sickening people. They're a disgrace. They're anti-American. The squad, I could go on and on. And that's them personally, never mind the policies. Slick wants to know if I put Chauncey on my back when I do the push-ups during the break. No. No, I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so the listener said, do you pay attention to what's happening in this country? And he said, no, I was responding to Nancy. Yeah, no, they don't. They really don't. Any information that does not serve a left-wing lunatic's agenda which is all fake and phony and lie-based. Any information that contradicts it, which is all factual information, they reject, ignore, or figure out a way to dismiss. That's how they get by. Did you hear any left-wingers talking about the shooting at the ICE facility? They shot the illegal immigrants, by the way, who are supposed to be, they're supposed to be the epitome, the height of humanity, the illegal immigrants. But they get shot and killed by a left-wing lunatic. There's not a mention. Not one. That's absolutely crazy. We're beyond the point of rational conversation with the Democrat Party. We're just beyond it. It's not going to happen. I told you what I said to the gentleman who was shocked. I was at a fundraiser for a Democrat, Gene Barrett. And I said, I'm looking for good Democrats. I'm searching high and low to support them. Because we need a proper Democrat Party to save the country. And the party we have right now and its leadership, they're sick. They're literally mentally ill. Do you know why they're going to shut the government down? And remember, we need 60-plus votes in the United States Senate. The House has already passed a continuing resolution. With the tiny majority they have, they've already passed it. But see, you need 60 in the Senate. Body count, I thought it was 54-46, but I'd heard today it's 53-47. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They don't have the votes. They need 7 Democrats to go along. Now, the last time we faced a government shutdown, Chuck Schumer did the right thing, which stunned me, and kept the government open. And I forget how many, but like 10 or 13 Democrats went along with him. So now we're facing a situation where they're asking for $1.5 trillion in additional spending, the Democrats. We don't even have the money we're spending in the continuing resolution. In other words, they want $1.5 trillion above the Joe Biden budget, the last Joe Biden budget. The Republicans, I'm not happy about it, but they're saying we'll continue with the Biden budget until we get a budget finished. The Democrats saying, oh, no, 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 we need $1.5 trillion more. A lot of it, and here's the two recipients, by the way. Here's the two beneficiaries of what Jeffries and Schumer and the Democrat Party want. $400 billion would go to insurance companies, not to people, to insurance companies, $400 billion. And much of the rest would go to illegal aliens for health coverage. How do you deal with someone who's that sick? Seriously. How do you deal with them? I don't know. Somebody says, Bob, how do you explain the extreme amount of violence in America since Trump came to power? I explain it because the left, the lunatics, and very vulnerable, mentally ill people are being affected by the rhetoric and the lies of the left. That's how it's happening. It's resistance to common sense. It's resistance to their insanity. It's resistance to their power grab over your life, by the way. Not just mine, every American's life. That is the reason for the violence in America. That's the reason for all of these things. Here's an example. Bob, did you see the future commie mayor of New York? He wants to set aside $100 million for legal aid for illegal immigrants. No. Bob K., thank you. I mean, it's just insane. These people are insane. There's not a sensible bone in any of their bodies. And yet they lead our second major party in this country, and it is not good and it is not healthy. Whew. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WIOK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. And then we've got a veterans tribute and more. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by a true patriot, John Basiliga. His great companies like Serenity Care. Serenity Care is the gold standard of senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania. Four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Mid-Valley and Kingston have dementia care units, all completely rebuilt, completely remodeled. It is the gold standard in senior care. James Paley. We lost him August 29th. while vacationing in Ocean City, Maryland, one of his favorite places. Jimmy is a U.S. Marine veteran of the Korean War. Born in Lancaster, PA, at age 12, Jimmy and his family moved to Kingston. He graduated from Kingston High School, class of 1949. Following high school, he enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps, completed boot camp, and then served his country during the Korean War, 1950 to 1953. Better late than never, in 2021, Jimmy received an Ambassador for Peace Medal from the South Korean government for his service. After returning from Korea, Jimmy attended Wilkes College and began working in managerial capacities for several manufacturing companies. But then he had a long and successful career with the labor relations mediator with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, traveling throughout the state, bringing the different sides and perspectives to the table. We could use them now, constructing and negotiating settlements and agreements. His family says he had the knack. His nickname was Moose. Preceded in death tragically by his son, James. But he survived by son, Jason, daughter, Faith, grandchildren, and many other family members. James Paley. And a guy that I knew. William Grambo. He was in lived in Covington Township. He passed away at age 88, February 21st, 2024. I've saved the obit since then. He was preceded in death by his wife, Ellen Ann O'Donnell Grambo, who passed in 1999. William Grambo was born in Dunmore, graduate of Dunmore High School, veteran of the United States Army, and a proud member of the Teamsters. He was a truck driver and loved it. Amazingly, he was an Eagle Scout and an avid outdoorsman. Loved hunting, fishing, hiking. A family man above all. Surviving are his sons, daughters, sisters, grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and other family members. William Grambo. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and his great companies, including Serenity Care. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, today, sunny, 78 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, 58 degrees. Wednesday, sunny and cooler, 68. Thursday, sunny, 68. So it's cooling down to fall temperatures, which is a good thing. Fall is my favorite season. I don't like that it's getting colder and darker and all that, but not bad. So I was talking to you about the government shutdown. And we are fortunate enough to have in the middle of all this action in the United States Senate, our newest senator, our great senator, Dave McCormick, and he's with us now. Senator, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, you've got unconscionable demands, ridiculous demands. I was pointing out to the audience that they're voting against the Biden budget continuing. And I don't even get it.
It's crazy. You know when you drive into a cul-de-sac and you can't get out? That's where the Democrats are right now. This is the most irresponsible thing you can imagine. So just everybody, your listeners know this, but just to lay it out, we have a continuing, what's passed the House is a continuing resolution. Just keep the government going at the same funding level while the negotiations are underway through the appropriations process. We have disagreements, they get resolved through legislation. And what the Democrats have done is said, we're not going to keep the government running unless you add $1 trillion worth of spending, extend the Obamacare, but on top of that, get rid of a lot of the reforms that were put in place and the spending cuts that were put in place under the Big Beautiful Bill. There's absolutely no way Republicans are going to do that. And Chuck Schumer is bowing to the radical lefties in his party, and they're stuck. there's nowhere to go. And unfortunately, I think the government's going to shut down. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt citizens. It's going to hurt our services. It's going to hurt Border Patrol, our military. People aren't going to get paid. It's going to be disruptive as can be. This is a disastrous move and a really irresponsible one by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats.
Well, I always look at the bright side of things, and I would think if it shut down long enough, we might start realizing what parts of government we could cut further.
It's like, you know, that old thing in the military where you say, volunteers step forward and the whole team steps back. Well, that's what we're talking about here with who is essential. You know, who's essential? Because what happened under the Biden administration is that there were 400,000 new jobs, new government jobs added. Now, you know, I differ with some on this. I think that the jobs we're eliminating in the federal government should be done in a very thoughtful way and you know, treat those people with respect. So this isn't the way to downsize the government, abruptly stop it. But we do have a crazy out of control spending process. And that's part of the reason the Democrats are resisting is because the big, beautiful bill, you know, it wasn't as much as I would have liked, but it was significant cost reduction. It was $1.5 trillion of reduced spending, and we need to do a lot more than that.
By the way, I call it the big mediocre bill without irony because, that's what you can get. That was all we could get. I mean, everything was a slim margin. So I don't say it to be negative about it. It's just that, you get mediocrity out of compromise with the Democrats. It's just what happens.
No doubt. And, Bob, the thing about it is, and I think, you know, Pennsylvania knows this better than most places, but, you know, we won in 2024. President Trump won, and we won in Pennsylvania with my seat. That's the 53rd. Seat. When you look at every time J.D. Vance, 53rd majority seat in the Senate, every time J.D. Vance comes in and breaks the tie, and that happened a lot, including during the Big Beautiful Bill, every time that happens, that wouldn't have happened because we wouldn't have got it done had we not won my Senate seat.
Yeah.
And we won it by 15,000 votes of 7 million votes cast. And the reason I want to highlight that is what the voters in Pennsylvania did, the people that got out the vote, made a huge difference for the country. As mediocre as the bill is, and it wasn't, you know, there's things I would have liked that we could have done more. It would have never happened. None of those things would have happened had we not won the majority. And so it's just so important that people get out there and exercise their voice and vote, and they need to do it this November. To recall the judges, and they need to do it next November to keep our great congressional delegation in place, Rob Bresnahan and others.
Our Senator Dave McCormick is our guest. Senator, right now the president and Pete Hegseth have convened a meeting of the military brass down in Quantico. And they're going to get criticism no matter what they do. But I'll tell you, I see a new spirit in the military. I read about it. I talk to people that are in the military, and there's an excitement that goes along with this new non-woke leadership.
Yeah, I am. Well, I listened to Hegseth's speech. I didn't hear the president's, but I listened to Hegseth's speech while I was doing PT. So that just gives you reinforcement. And I thought it was
You don't want
great.
To be one of the fat guys he's talking about, right?
I don't want to be one of the fat ones, right. Nobody wants a fat senator. But what I heard there was absolutely fantastic. Because what he said, he started, you know, he's going to do three speeches. The first one was on the most important thing. It was on culture. And he made two points, which I thought were absolutely outstanding. Number one is it's all about the highest standards. So we can't be promoting people based on diversity goals or things like that. We have to promote the best warfighters, the people that can exceed those standards. If that is a woman who graduates from Ranger School and can, you know, meet all the standards, fantastic. If that's a man, fantastic. But we got to be warfighters. And the test, he said, was what kind of leadership would you want your son or daughter to war? Mm-hmm. That is a critical first thing. And listen, we've lost those standards. You go in our elite units, like I served in the 82nd, that maintains the highest standards. But a lot of our parts of our military have softened. because of these standards. The second thing he said, which is really a big deal, Bob, is we got to get rid of a risk-averse culture. You know, when you're in the battlefield and you're training, you've got to push yourself to be risk-takers. And when you're a risk-taker, you sometimes make mistakes. Sometimes things don't go. Mistakes are okay as long as they're based on the best intentions and you learn from them. And what he was saying is, listen, we don't want a bunch of people sitting in the armchairs and not taking risk. We need risk takers, bold leaders on the battlefield. And he had a bunch of changes he was going to implement. I thought it was really terrific, and it's exactly what we need. And I, you know, I didn't know what he was going to do, but I think bringing in the 800 top generals and admirals and getting everybody on the right page on culture was the right starting point.
And here's what we expect. This is what we expect if you want to be part of this man's military.
Exactly.
You and nobody, few in the Senate, can speak to this as clearly as you. West Point, combat veteran, and you get it. And I that's one of the great things about having you in the United States Senate. It really is.
Well, thanks, Bob. And listen, the thing you get is that when you're in a unit, the thing you're fighting for your country, but you're also fighting for the man to your left and the man to your right. And so unit cohesion and success on the battlefield depends on being able to trust that that person has your back. And when you have sloppy standards, when you start to lower the standard, that's the person that can be able to drag you out of a firefight or something like that. So I think just focusing on war fighting, that's all the military is for. It's to fight and win our nation's wars and do that as efficiently as possible with the least casualties. That is absolutely where we strayed. And I think he's bringing it back. And you know, so we're going to have a whole generation. I was just in a couple weeks ago. I was in Europe. I was in Estonia. And I met with a four-star general who was from Pennsylvania, Chambersburg kid. It was a couple years after my brother at West Point. This guy had been in Delta Force, had been the commander of the 82nd, a guy named Chris Donahue. It's a true warfighter. That is what we need leading the charge. Yeah. And we need more warfighters, more warriors, warrior mindset. And that was what the secretary was trying to reinforce.
And Donahue's he's the tripwire in Estonia, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. And listen, you can stay, we were in Finland, Estonia. You're 80 miles away from Russia. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. Russia's testing. And the president's been firm about what's happening there. And I think he's handled it just right, trying to find every avenue for a peaceful resolution, but also saying, listen, Russia's going to have to stop its aggressive behavior. And he's I think the president's given him every opportunity, and Putin's just not been willing to play ball. And I think that's destabilizing for Europe, which is bad for America.
Senator McCormick, so getting back to the logjam we have, I don't see, just as you said, I don't see how Schumer et al. Find their way out of the place they put themselves. And because he voted to continue and keep the government open previously, he's now in a worse position than he was before. How does this resolve itself? What's the positive possible outcome?
You know, I don't think it's positive for a while. As I said, I think the demands that Schumer and the Democrats have made are irresponsible. And they don't make any sense. Essentially, this idea of a continuing resolution, Republicans and Democrats have supported those over the last several administrations. This is just to continue the government for seven more weeks while other negotiations are underway. The reason Schumer's put himself in this spot, I think, is he's getting so much pressure from the very radical side of his party. So this is like a pot that's starting to boil over. And I think what's going to likely happen, I hope I'm wrong, but the government shuts down. By the way, that's bad for Republicans. It's bad for Democrats. It's bad for our citizens, most important. But I think this is going to be something that Schumer is particularly going to wear, because he has broken all precedent to try to hold the government hostage to these crazy demands for $1.5 trillion more of spending. So I think what's going to happen is the pressure with the government will shut down, unfortunately, and I think the pressure will likely grow on him, and it's just going to be a question of when he can't withstand that pressure anymore. And as I said, there's no easy out for the Democrats at this point because they're in a cul-de-sac. They put forward a set of unreasonable demands, and now, unfortunately, the American people are going to suffer until the American people put pressure on the Democrats and they essentially go forward on a continuing resolution. I almost think it's that black and white, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I mean, $400 billion of the money they're asking for is going to insurance companies, and a substantial portion of the rest that they're asking for is going to illegal alien health coverage. That's just crazy.
Listen, that dog doesn't hunt in northeastern Pennsylvania, as you know.
Crazy stuff. Well, Senator, thank you for checking in amidst the Democrat-led chaos. We appreciate it very much, and we love the job you're doing for all of us. We really do.
Thanks for having me, always.
Our
Talk
senator,
to you soon.
Dave McCormick, our senator. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. That's Donovan. And Murph tells us this date, 1965, he made his U.S. television debut on the show Shindig and performed that song, Catch the Wind. Fascinating. Bob Cordaro back with you as we head towards the news, Mother Teresa for today, September 30th. Death is the most decisive moment in human life. It is like our coronation, to die in peace with God. Thank you, Mary Regina. Amazing. What an amazing woman. And she lives on after. And my man Nikki DeSanto sent me a Mother Teresa for today. She said, I used to believe that prayer changes things, but now I know that prayer changes us. Then we change things. Fascinating. Hey, I've got a couple of things. We've got guests coming up, but somebody said Schumer's not backing down because they want the Medicaid cuts to be reversed. Now, here's the amazing thing. The cuts haven't happened yet, so you know. And there are no Medicaid cuts except to illegals and potentially to people who want to act like deadbeats and get the benefits. 20 hours of volunteer work per month is hardly a burden if you want health coverage from taxpayers. They continue, it's a pretty simple concept. No, it isn't. It's a lie. Maybe it is the simplest of all. They continue, it's not about extending the Biden budget. It's about undoing some of the Trump stuff Trump has done that's hurting people. Nobody is hurting from anything Trump did. That's a lie. Remember the mayor Cognetti coming on lying? That she talked to people with disabled children who were hurt by the big mediocre bill? Even though it had never gone into effect yet? And you're falling for the same thing? I mean, come on. You're either stupid or ignorant. I don't get which. And by the way, I don't know why you want to be both of those things. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Schumer wants Medicaid for illegal aliens. Why do they want illegal aliens to get Medicaid? So more of them come, and the Democrats don't lose representation in state houses and in the U.S. Congress. Period. End of sentence. There's no compassion there. There's nothing but a sickening political calculation. And we've played Chuck Schumer lying about immigration, and now he's changed his course. We played him about everything. He's a Medicare cuts, Medicaid cuts. We played his words. He's a sickening disgrace. And if that's your leader, there's something wrong with you. Look in the mirror. My Bicardo Jeweler watch tells me it's 10:02 54, which means we're overdue for the news. Let's do it and come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.